Good morning. This is News Talk 1130 WISN, the remodeling show on this New Year's Eve morning. That means everybody's awake, right? Wide awake. With Callan, I'm joined by Christy Pryor and Paulette Soderman. First off, good morning, ladies.
Good morning. Happy New Year's Eve.
Yes, happy New Year's Eve. Exactly. If this were 24 hours from now, we would have about seven listeners.
Maybe. If that.
I wouldn't be listening.
And in fact,
I might not be here.
That might tie into our topic today. Speaking of entertainment, a lot of folks are foregoing the going out for dinner, drinks. I guess it depends on your age, too, because my daughter would say, nonsense, I'm going out tonight, Dad. You old people are staying home. Are you entertaining tonight? Are you having people over? Dinner, drinks, and entertainment comes into play. We'll talk with senior designer Paulette Soderman about that. And you are the marketing manager, Christy.
I am.
So you've got a, 2023 lies ahead.
Yes.
Let's talk. First off, there's a promotion. I think we should start there.
Yeah. So we want to kick off the new year with some promotions. You know, everybody's kind of maybe put their window replacement or kitchen and bath remodeling on hold. So we're getting to that point. So right now we are starting to offer a buy one, get one 40% off on windows and patio doors. And that runs through the end of the month, so January 31st. So give us a call. We'll schedule your free estimate and we'll get you set up with a sales rep for that. And then also ask about special savings on kitchens and bathrooms. So this month we're offering some different options along with financing. So that's, we just really wanted to just start the year off with that.
That is a good way to start the year. Callcallan.com is the website. Fantastic showroom located 131st and Janesfield Road in Muskego. I'm thinking you're closed today.
We're closed today and we're closed on Monday. We reopen on Tuesday, regular hours.
That seems to be the way of the world. Monday's a company holiday here too.
Yeah. So yeah, when the holiday's on a Sunday, typically it's the Monday. If it were on a Saturday, it's the Friday. So that's the rule we follow.
And it was the same last week with Christmas on a Sunday. We had a company holiday Monday.
Yep.
So a lot of our listeners are kind of, okay, we get back in a groove, but we're waiting till Tuesday.
Yeah.
So come Tuesday, stop by Callan.
Come Tuesday, stop by Callan, regular hours.
Or the website, callcallan.com. Paulette, there's tons of photos on your website of work you guys have done. I think today we'll focus primarily on kitchens and bathrooms. Is that the bread and butter?
That is what we focus on the most. I think that's what the main two spaces that are troublesome for clients that are really looking at either updating or solving, you know, the function issue or just the overall open concept. A lot more people are wanting to stay in their own home, and it is amazing of what we can do with an existing space to transform your house to something that you didn't even think was possible. So it's a lot of fun to do that and to see, and really just to even get the experience with the client not even knowing it could be done, of us showing that option to them.
I love how you phrase that, how they didn't even think it was possible. Mm-hmm. Maybe it just took a second set of eyes to come in, a designer like yourself.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, we can do this. We can take down walls.
We can move the kitchen. I mean, the possibilities are endless, and that's really what makes our job that much more, you know, satisfying, is to say, hey, you know, this is your wish list. We can't really get that where the current space is. Have you thought about doing this? And it's just, you can just see their mind just, wait, no, we never even thought that was a possibility. Yeah. So to really come up and talk about the client's needs and wants in our first appointment at the showroom, it's a very important step of our process, because as designers, we definitely can, you know, here's what's trending, here's what this. No, we want to know, A, how you use the space, what you're looking at gaining out of the remodel and what your end result is. Where is the trouble that you're having in the kitchen? Is it function? Is it cosmetic? Is it, hey, we're hosting New Year's Eve or Christmas and we just can't, everyone gathers around this little tiny space here, and or I'm cooking and I'm not part of the entertainment.
I'll make predictions right now. In about 12 hours,
yes,
parties will start and everybody will be in the kitchen area or around the island or in that general. Sometimes a dining room is with the open concept is nearby.
Yes.
Rarely do they go in. And I'll say this, when I go to a friend's house, I don't just kind of walk into their living room and plop on the couch because I feel that's a little invasive. Okay, unless they invite me to.
But that's not where the food is, where the drink is, where the activities are going on. So that's something that's why you're not going to plop down on the couch because no one's having a party to go watch TV.
Well, you know what also happens, though? Right. The guys are in the living room watching sports or doing their thing, and all the ladies with their wine are in the kitchen. That happens with us. So I can tell you that for sure. You don't want to miss out. It's FOMO. What's happening in the kitchen? Yes. What are all the ladies doing?
And I know that, Paul, we have talked a lot about work zones, but I am a true believer in work zones, meaning when you are entertaining, who's doing the cooking or where's the appetizer set out? Where is somebody going to get a drink? Where is, people gathering? So when it comes to even just laying out the kitchen for everyday use, I also am thinking about the entertainment or even like where the kids are doing their homework. There's so many different dynamics of the kitchen remodel, not only for your daily use, but like, how do you entertain? How do you, do you have children that, do you want them to be close by for their homework while you're cooking? So there's so many important factors that go into a kitchen remodel. And those are things that we're thinking of at Callen and not just remodeling. So tomorrow you have a nice new pretty kitchen. It's like we also want the function to be there too.
Yeah, a couple good points you mentioned. Yes, it's New Year's Eve today. Tomorrow's New Year's Day. I'm sure there's some get togethers, a lot of bowl games, a lot of fun stuff. Like you said, there's sports. That fear of missing out, FOMO. What are the ladies talking?
That's true.
It's where I go, same thing, Christy. All that, tends to be at Christmas. My mom and my daughters and my wife, they're all kind of in one area talking about stuff and looking at the tree. And then the guys are in one area. And the Packers did play on Christmas Day. Got a much needed win. That was fun.
And they're playing tomorrow.
And they are playing tomorrow. The Vikings game is at Lambeau. And the last game of the year is at Lambeau again. The Lions, they need to win both. And there's one scenario where they could lose one and win one and still make the playoffs.
But so, we don't want to go to that scenario. No, we just want the two wins. We don't want the W's.
We're on a little bit of a roll here after that Dolphins win. So fun stuff once again. At least it's not a meaningless where they're just riding out the season. So people are going to be doing this. But here's what I picked up from what you said, Paulette. The holidays will be over and then we get back to the daily grind of life, routines. And that's 95%, maybe even more, of what you design. So you actually sit down with families, or maybe it's just two people, empty nesters, or couples with no kids, right? Maybe they have a dog. What is your lifestyle? And do you then, Paulette, take that as a designer and work around all of that information?
Oh, for sure. I mean, there are so many important questions that we ask on that first appointment. We ask, how long do you plan on being in the home for? How do you use the space? How many are in the household? So that way we can definitely prep of what and how we're going to present, of the options of what we can do and the budget we can do it for. So I know we talked about our first, appointment in the showroom, but the process that Callen does is, again, a very detailed process where the first appointment is at the showroom. There's no cost associated from that, free estimate. And what we do is we go over exactly what to expect during the remodeling process, dust controls, timeline, scheduling, all that good stuff. And then we also go over the scope of work and we go over the materials. That way we can give you a realistic investment range. And also we can talk about, hey, what are you open to? Are you open to knocking down walls? Are you open to, hey, if I suggest a layout that you might, not have thought of moving the kitchen, stuff like that. It's really more asking those important questions. So as we move along with the process, we're all on the same page.
Okay, I got to ask, is the dining room dead?
Most of the time, yes. But we can bring it back to life by making it either part of the kitchen or the kitchen or... there's just so many possibilities. I've done it before where now with people more working from home, I've even turned dining rooms into an office and closed that up from the kitchen, which gives me more wall space in the kitchen. So it all depends. Again, that first appointment is so important just because what are you looking at gaining? What are you looking at doing? So every situation is different. And that's why I love my job, because every design, every remodel, it's made for the client and how they use it.
If you have dinner every night at the dining room table, and I'm talking, 5 nights a week. Well, use it, right? But if you were Thanksgiving, Christmas, we were at others' homes. We did not host any of those. But thank God that was nice.
Well, so Thanksgiving, I hosted this year 32 people.
Oh, my.
And I've got a smaller ranch home. So did I wish I had a formal dining room? Absolutely.
For but that was one day.
That's what I'm saying. One time a year. But talk about, like, eat-in kitchen. Like, I've got a dining table in my kitchen, and my husband and I do sit at the kitchen table together. Mm-hmm. So we still do that, and we have that space. But yes, you're right. One time a year did I wish I had a formal dining room.
But guess what? I already talked to Christy. I know what we need to do in her kitchen.
Look, she
I already have a plan for her house, so that will solve all her problems. For her and her husband on a daily basis and for this entertainment needs. I already have it done in my head. And
I think there's a pooch. You have a dog, right?
We do, Baxter.
Yeah, Baxter's a part of the family.
He is.
He's pretty much the size of another human being.
Hey,
so yes,
yeah, he's large. He's over 100
doggy. Pounds. Well, ours is about 75 pounds, a yellow lab, right? So if they're in the house, they're a part of the family.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You talk about traffic pattern. Where does the dog stay? Do you know, laundry rooms, I know you guys were not going to talk much about mudrooms today, but they do play into, you remodel those, and we can have pet stations and washing
rooms. Where the food's going. I mean, again, making them part of your daily routine of where that's going to go. That's a very big, important part of it. Our fur babies are part of the family, and that's something that we even ask, do you have any pets? So when it comes to, again, very important questions that we don't just oversee, those are things that we want to incorporate, again, how you're using the space.
And it could be a cat.
Or cat, okay. Yes.
I don't want to diss the cats out there. But I'm just not a cat guy.
No.
They freak me out. I don't like cats.
You never know what they're thinking.
I
just don't.
I've said it on the air before and I've gotten grief. And I playfully, because I've got family members that have cats. And their argument is, but they disappear for days. They're no maintenance at all.
Right.
You don't even know where they are.
No, you can leave for vacation with a food and water bowl in their litter box and they're being fine.
Yeah, this is so weird.
Growing up, though, we got a cat and a dog on the same day. So I think it was like Saint Nick or something like that.
Gosh.
We got that. And it was so weird because they grew up together and the cat would growl like a dog and the dog would like go back like on the back of the furniture and would do the things the cat did. So like that was the only experience.
Crazy.
It was like the cat was literally like the dog, and
they
the dog was like the
know.
Cat. It was just so odd.
They were gender confused, perhaps.
Yes, I think so. But it was just hilarious of how they fed off of each other growing up together, of the traits they got off of each other.
I have friends that have multiple dogs, two or three smaller ones. I call them ankle biters. Mm-hmm. No offense. Again, these are beautiful dogs, but they bark a lot, and they're ankle biters. Well, if you've got three dogs, you've got to make sure you've got room for them. Where do they hang out?
Yes.
What's your daily life like? So
Where's the food bowls?
Yeah, the food bowls.
And that's the thing. I've seen people put like a little alcove like under their like counter or cabinet or like a drawer to put the food bowls and stuff in.
So those are things too, again, of just designing for
space.
It. Like my laundry room when we had our little puppy, that is where her water and food bowl, that's where the food was kept. And again, just making those little designs. And then what's nice is, well, I shouldn't say what's nice, but after we lost our fur baby, I could transform that space into something I can use. So again, it's just also about designing again for what you need now and possibly, if you don't need it, something that you can transform into, what you can use for storage. Yeah.
Yeah.
We have plans when our dog does expire. Sorry, but they do, right? Mm-hmm. So it's 11 and a half years old. That day is going to be within
I hate it when people do that.
I know.
My dog lasted to 17, so you never know.
What kind of dog?
A rat terrier beagle mix.
Ooh.
So
she was a darling.
Yes.
Oh, that's encouraging. No, my goodness. Are you kidding me? I'm closer to my dog than anybody else in my family. Walking twice a day, spending hours.
It doesn't talk back.
Nope. The unconditional love that we all know. They may bark every now and then, but there's a reason, right? The other night we have a Ring doorbell, and I could not hear it because I silence my phone at night. But the dog was growling, and it was a low growl. Something's up. Like a person might be at the door.
Yeah.
So the next morning, I was curious, went to the Ring. It was a large deer right in our front yard walking up. So that was it.
Yep, being
clearly
the protector while you're sleeping.
Yeah. Uh-huh. But going back to my point, we have plans for her room. She's like got her own couch and area, but it's doggy-fied.
I love it.
We have to clean it. We have to maintain that. We've got plans. So maybe we'll change that room and make it something else when she's not there. Same thing with kids.
Yeah.
Not to say pets are like kids, but when kids are gone and you're an empty nester, which my wife and I know, empty nesters, life changes.
Oh, yeah. And I know we talked about that, Paul, a lot of times of even though it's just two of you living there, them all coming back and their families growing and, bringing spouses or boyfriends or kids. And
granddogs.
And everyone always flocks, I feel like, to mom and dads, and that's something
true.
Yeah.
Very true.
So that's something where, again, just designing for the entertainment purposes of it. And like I said, we have been doing so much first floor remodels, of just taking the house and really making it of your dream house. You know, people want to try to move and it's like, do your homework. Yeah, if you want to move. But most of the time you're putting money into that and then they still need to be remodeled. You know your neighbors, school district, et cetera, of what's, you know, makes your home your comfort, you know, place. And yeah, and your community of knowing it's yours. And it's just amazing of what we can do too. And sometimes the possibilities are endless and it's fun to be able to show people that they can have their dream home in the current home where they didn't think it was possible.
Real estate has slowed down. We know the summer was perhaps the peak where we saw over asking prices.
Oh, yeah.
First day on the market, incredible stories about homes moving fast. And your point, Paulette, along those lines, I love our house. Mm-hmm. I have no plans to move, right? And maybe some were teetering on the edge and they couldn't decide. Now they might stay because they weren't going to get as much, or it might take months and months to sell the house. You know what? We like the house, but we want to bring it back to life.
And also, too, on that point of real estate, we were busy just as much because people couldn't get their houses, you know, and it's something where like, hey, instead of us, you know, losing the house time after time after time by being overbid or what have you, you know, maybe we should take a look at, you know, instead of investing into a new home and going over asking, maybe take that money and invest it into the home, you know, that we know our neighbors in our neighborhood. And, you know, we don't mind it here. It's just not the house that is our house of our dreams, you know, and that's where we have been doing a lot of first floor remodels and transforming and moving things around or knocking down walls because people are amazed of like, this is what I wanted. I didn't have to pick up and move.
And that's the thing, like a typical homeowner, Paulette, like it is a designer, like we maybe don't see the possibilities in our own home. Like I wouldn't. I'm like, oh, I'm restricted to this space, but that's not true. You can take a wall out. You can borrow space from a closet, another room, convert a bathroom, like all of that stuff. So we don't see what you see.
And it's funny because when me and Christy, I mean, it's my 17th year going into Callan. I think it's your 18th.
Going on my 18th.
Yeah. So me and Christy have worked together for a very long time. Yes. So it's funny because everything that she complained about with these 32 hosting, I came in there and I'm like, this is exactly when we get to remodeling, this is exactly what we're doing. And this will work for your everyday life and also entertaining. And it just checked everything off. And Christy in this business was like, you know,
because I don't, I mean, well, my creative brain is marketing. My creative brain is not designing spaces. Like Paulette is so talented with that. And again, things that she was suggesting, I'm like, what? We could really do that? Like, so it was amazing.
Yeah. And you're like, what about this? I'm like, oh, I already have that taken care of. Like every question she went, she's like, you just literally got here and just looked at it. It's like, I can walk into a space and just picture how things should be and, you know, really what your trouble areas are. And again, work zones. I know I always talk about that, but it is so important for me to have an area for everything. You know, where are you dropping your keys and mail for the day? You know, when
the
you are entertaining.
Zone.
Yep. Like Christmas going over there. It's like you still have real life going on. Where are you tucking that stuff away? You know, also where?
Room.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's something where, you know, you don't have to scramble. Like we entertain a lot at our house. We have two kids. We love staying home and having friends and their kids over or gatherings at my house. You know, I think this month, I think I did like 6 or 7 thing, you know, holiday gatherings at my house.
Goodness, Paulette.
Yeah, we love it. And it's something where we actually, I've been on both sides of this. I've been through it all. We did a whole house remodel about almost 5 years ago now. And we plan on being there until the kids are out of school and wherever they end up, that's where we'll pick out, you know, where we want to move and settle. And it's
and
something
your
where
kids are young.
Younger. Yeah. They were 3 and 5 when we did our remodel.
So you're going to be there a while.
Yeah. So we made it ours, meaning that, you know, eventually in 20 years, we're going to probably sell, but I made it where we can enjoy it. And in 20 years, it's still going to be more classic timeless where we can still get the resale value, the quality materials that we put in, the way that we did our layout. What's nice is if we are empty nesters and we do up staying there for a while, the kids can come back. I mean, we always have so much people over and just how things are laid out, it will work for us on a daily basis and for us to grow into it.
The ROI, Chrissy, return on investment.
Yep.
I know it's there. It shouldn't be your main reason for remodeling, but it's in the back of our minds, I think.
Yep.
Well, we're doing the kitchen. We're doing the bath. We're going to get our money's worth. Plus, we get to use it and enjoy it. It's twofold. Or if you don't move, well, then you've remodeled for yourself, which is, I think, how you should remodel.
And that's the thing. You know, the designers talk about don't be afraid of trends, you know, or like picking color that you want to do or picking the countertop that you want or doing the flooring that you want. Like, we just considered, we put carpet in our basement. Typically people don't, but we thought it would be warmer. But you know what? When someone eventually buys our house and we sell it, they might want to rip all that out anyway.
That's
so
right.
Kind of do the things you want to do because they might not keep it anyway.
That's a good point. Trends are, and Paulette mentioned it about 10 minutes ago. Don't get too caught up in that.
Yeah.
Do what you want to do.
Yeah.
And if you want carpet in your lower level, go for it.
And the easy fix.
Yeah.
It's completely an easy fix. I mean, that's something where I always say your permanent fixtures. Like at Kalen, we stay in our wheelhouse, meaning that we don't have like a good, better, best program. We stay with quality cabinets, you know, counter, like basically everything that we can stand behind and that we don't play with price point for the quality of materials. So what's nice is you're doing it once, you're doing it right. So like the permanent pieces, like the cabinetry, the countertops, you know, if you are afraid that it might be something that you might be tired of in 10 years, and you don't want to do the investment again, let's keep those neutral. Let's have fun with tile. Let's have fun with paint. Let's have fun with something that's easy to change out. Even if we keep the whole palette that I'm doing neutral, go have fun with accessories, rugs, accessories.
Is
so
lighting
much,
an accessory?
Oh, yes. Lighting is an easy fix again.
It is. You can take them out. Ceiling fans, if you don't like it, you can replace it.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I always say like the lighting is kind of like the final touch, like on a dress, you know, like it's a piece of jewelry.
Yeah.
That's where your focus can be and your focal point can be without detracting away from the beauty of the rest of the remodel. But what's nice is like if it's more extreme or more trendy, what's nice is in 5 to 10 years, it's just a light fixture. You're
and
just changing it out.
To replace,
yes.
too. Even
yes.
on the outside of homes, if you don't like what's around a garage or your front door, pretty affordable to change those out.
Yes.
So after the break, we'll kind of do a deep dive, I like that term, and get into kitchens and baths. And I don't like that word trends, but I'm still going to ask. Christy, about 7 years ago, Kalen has remodeled so many areas of our house.
Yep.
The Kronforst household. Speaking of something I never thought about, but I think at the time, brothers Tom and Phil started Kalen 35 years ago. Is that right?
Going on 36, yeah.
And I can't remember if Tom or Phil that took a look and said, what we should do is bump out your closet, Paul. I think it was. It was the first time you came. You know, come out to the house, and we want to redo the bathroom, but we need more closet space. It's really small, but we want a bigger shower. How do we do it? Let's think outside the box. From the back of your house, it'll look different, but we're going to add like a gable, a window. We're going to bump out your house. We're going to give you like 2 extra feet. Am I glad we did that? Had we not done it, we'd be back to the same space. So can you gain space? In that case, we moved out. Sometimes, Paulette, you can look at an adjacent closet. Mm-hmm. A room or something, and make your kitchen bigger or whatever the room is you're designing. Mm-hmm. So we'll get into how designers work around that. Now, is it Happy New Year or do you say Happy New Year's?
Oh, I say Happy New Year.
Yeah, Happy New Year.
I do too.
But I think it's... Yes. I think it is New Year.
I think it's a Wisconsin thing.
Well, New Year's Eve, like it's new, like then New it's Year's. Happy New Year.
You're right.
Like if it's actually
it's a new
in
year,
present
not
tense,
multiple.
It's not multiple years. So Happy New
Happy
Year,
new
everybody.
Year.
We'll stick with singular.
Yes. As if we all into, say it, we will be fine then. Right?
Yeah, the three of us. We just
who cares
decided.
What everybody else
I'm
thinks.
I'm going to rubber stamp that.
I hope you're off to a great start. Now, a lot of people doing things tonight. Be safe, as always. You know, do all the appropriate things that you're supposed to do. Don't drink and drive, but have fun. You're supposed to have fun. I played in a band for years, and my New Year's Eve was always playing in a band. Those days are over, so I get to enjoy myself. Not that I didn't back then, but you know, stay home and kind of relax a little bit. And then we start 2023. Maybe we'll talk about that, too. I know the supply chain has gotten better overall, I think. Paulette, last time you said it's a little bit better. Mm-hmm. So we'll maybe look ahead, do a little forecast in the remodeling industry. Kalen does more than kitchens and baths. Chrissy, you're the marketing manager. Doors and windows are a big part of it. Got a fantastic promotion going on. We'll mention that as soon as the break is over. We'll come right back. Call Kalen.com. The showroom, fantastic showroom, located at 131st and Janesville Road. They're in Muskego with Paulette Soderman and Chrissy Pryor. I'm Paul Kronforst on WISN. Show on this New Year's Eve morning. Everybody's up and about right now, getting ready for New Year's Eve. I should ask from Kalen, Christy Pryor's here, Paulette Soderman. Do you guys go out on New Year's Eve?
My husband and I do. We go out to dinner. We've typically will go out with another couple. This year it's just us, but we're staying close to home for dinner, and then we just go home and finish out the evening with a glass of wine.
Can you make it to midnight?
No. No.
Man, is
I
that
mean,
some...
so Eastern time, right? So it's 11 technically when the ball drops in New York.
Sure.
So I can typically make that if I wanted to.
It's midnight
to, but
somewhere.
I don't know. You know, when I was in my 20s, life was a lot more different.
Yes.
So.
Same.
I don't think I've ever not made it to midnight, like as the age that my mom, you know, like we used to do it with our kids. Oh, look, it's the countdown.
Because
you can find the app on TV. Just for you parents out there that, like, the kids want to stay up till midnight, there's an app you can do on the TV that counts down like it's New Year's Eve. So, like, at 9 o'clock, we would play this app.
You're tricking your kids.
It's not tricking. It's just, you know, not having to deal with them the next day, crabby. Yes. So, well, now my daughter, you know, as they learn to count and, like, look and, like, know stuff, she's like, it's only 9 o'clock, Mom. I'm like, okay, so this day is here.
You're going to have to set all your clocks.
No, well, okay, no, well, now they're old enough now. But yeah, back in the day when they weren't like you, they just were a hot mess in the next day. So it's like, you know, let's pretend it's midnight. They felt cool because they would go to like their kindergarten class and tell the teacher they stay up to midnight, you know.
We made it.
Yeah. And it's like, oh, it's really 9 o'clock. But yeah, there's an app.
Oh, gosh. That's
and what's nice is that they would love it because they would stay up till midnight. And then, but now, yeah, now like the 1 year my daughter was like, it's look at the clock. It's only 9:02. I'm like, oh, this year is finally here.
She figured it out.
So
do you go out or stay home and entertain?
We stay home and entertain.
Okay, so that and that's going to be some of our topic in this segment. Before we do that, Chrissy, a great promotion for the month of January that starts tomorrow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean,
2023's here, hours away from it. Think of that.
I know. Every year I say how fast this.
Well, this Christmas season too. I feel like just. Flu. End of it.
Yeah. And I know we're going to hear the word COVID the rest of our lives, right? It's a virus that'll be here, but it's post-COVID, right? We're back to normal. Restaurants are open. People are going out. They're doing things. So that being said, this promotion for the month of January at Callen is?
So we're doing buy one, get one, 40% off on windows and patio doors. And that runs this whole month. So give us a call on Tuesday, because we're not open right now. Otherwise, you can go on our website and fill out the form and we'll give you a call back. But call us on Tuesday to schedule that free estimate and we'll set a sales rep out to you to measure your windows and give you that free estimate, including the buy one, get one 40% off. And this includes installation. So I have to say that actually. I didn't before because typically, you know, companies do the buy one, get one and it's off the window itself. But this is for the complete install, the window and the installation.
That's important.
It is important.
And it's a great promotion. That's significant savings. And at Callen, you're open, we should mention, starting Tuesday. If you want to call Callen, 414-529-5509. The website, callcallen.com. Callen is C-A-L-L-E-N. So callcallen.com. A lot of cool pictures. And they will inspire you. You'll see kitchens. You'll see baths. You'll go, oh my gosh, I would like this. And they're also unique. Nothing is, you know, you look at some new home subdivisions, everything looks like it's carbon copy of the next one.
The cookie cutter.
Yeah, not custom, I guess. You guys will customize that kitchen, that bath to whatever the homeowner desires. But Paulette, as senior designer, you're there to help them through. So it starts with a series of questions. We've talked about that, right?
Yeah, that first appointment, you know, at the showroom that we do definitely helps figure out what you're looking for. It also is an interview process too. It's something where we are design build, meaning that we do the gut and redo of, you know, bathroom, kitchen, lower levels, all that good stuff. And it's something that we also do an interview process. So, you know, are we right for you? Are you right for us? You know, timelines, budget, we establish that all at the beginning. So that way we are comfortable going to the next step and you're not taking time and going through all these steps and then finding stuff out, you know, like what the budget's going to be or what our timelines are. So it's a really nice, efficient way of really making it a detailed process to make it a little bit less painless. Because I know clients that come to us, we are design build. So we supply and install everything. So it takes away of you having to go do research.
Oh, you're the full turnkey.
Correct. Yeah. Yes. I mean, you imagine like some people get very overwhelmed, like just walking into a tile store or just walking in something and there's just so many options. What's nice is that that's what we are here to do. Here's what we suggest. Here's the maintenance. Here's the overall look. Here's the pros and cons. We take care of all that worry away from you and really make it more of a sit back and relax type of experience.
Look at the kitchen alone. How many decisions have to be made? Countertops, the big ones, right?
Yeah.
Countertops and cabinets. Oh. Then you get the sink and
lighting,
hardware.
I mean, it's after my first appointment, it typically takes about an hour, hour and a half for that first appointment in the showroom. And people just look at me and they're just like, wow. You know, if it's a bathroom, it's a tiny space, but there's so much that goes into it. Mm-hmm. You know, I also talk about aging in place. I also talk about a lot of things that a homeowner was like, I didn't even think of that. Or I just wanted this in there just because I thought it was cool looking. You know, now that you're talking about the practicalities, I don't want to go that direction. So it's really more of an educational process because most people want to do it once. They want to do it right. They don't want to keep every 10 years ripping something out and doing it again. You know, you might have a cosmetic updating here and there, but that's something where we really are more of a one-stop shop and doing it once and doing it, you know, exactly what the client is looking for.
Well, I've got one for you that I would have never thought of, and I appreciate more than ever, especially about a week ago when it was 80 below with the wind chill or whatever it was. Mm-hmm. Heated floors in my bathroom in the closet that Callan did. Somebody brought it up and I thought they're talking hydronic heat and expense. Mm-hmm. Right away, my mind went to how much could this possibly be? And Christy, it was an electric mat with a thermostat. It was the best thing I've ever done.
It's funny talking about your bathroom. I can picture it because I remember going over there and doing
we did some photos.
And stuff. Yeah, but that makes a difference. I mean, today, so my vent fan has like a heater in it.
Oh, yeah.
So I preheated my bathroom.
Oh, yeah. It's amazing how fast the temperature changes.
And you know, you're barefoot walking around, your floor feels that. So having and a heated floor rises. And
you know that vent fan, absolutely. Those heaters built in. Since I'm follically challenged with the amount of hair I have left, I use that as a hair dryer.
Oh, do you?
My wife, she goes, oh, you don't need a hair dryer. Just stand underneath that thing and it'll heat up your hair and it actually works.
You know, and talk about conveniences like that. What I will never give up in my car is my heated steering wheel.
Oh, and seats.
I love a heated seat, but my fingers are always cold. So that heated steering wheel, I mean, just these like
little perks.
I mean, the possibilities are endless. Like the conveniences the comfort that you can bring to your home, it's amazing.
I mean, let's face it. I mean, the older I get, the less I'm liking this cold weather. I mean, I still try to take the kids sledding. I try to do like the fun activities out there just to keep like the spirit of the snow, you know, in Wisconsin. But the little things, if we can just make it less irritating of just those little features in the bathroom just to be like, yeah, it's negative 20 wind chill out there, but I am warm in my bathroom, you know, and just little things like that.
Well, we spent 3 days straight in our house over it was really, really cold.
I didn't leave.
Yeah.
Nope.
So you want to be cozy. You don't want to hear the wind howling. And we're not going to talk about windows and doors today, but that certainly plays a part of it.
For sure.
Yes.
My Marvin fiberglass windows, they held up well. Let's just say that.
I have done all my patio door and all my windows are the Infinity windows. And I can tell you, my house was built in 97. So we did this about 5 years ago. And just the difference even in our electric bill and just the convenience of them, and they don't frost up anymore or, you know.
Yeah, none of that.
It's just amazing of the difference that the windows have made. And I'm one to experience like you have, you know, of going from the builder grade wooden windows to the fiberglass windows is just amazing.
Somebody once told me there's several ways, but you can put your hand by an electrical outlet, and if you feel
the draft,
especially during a heavy wind, you know, we were getting 40, 50 mile an hour winds at that cold temperature. You can tell just by putting your hand there, and that's pretty good advice. Also, your window and doors. If you feel something coming through, you probably should have them looked at, and you can call Callan for that before the break, though, Paula. We were talking on the commercial break, and Chris, you brought up like coffee bars.
Yes.
Beverage centers,
coffee bars, all the fun things that I love to incorporate into a kitchen if I can. So again, work zones. I mean, again, I say it all the time, but it's how again are you using this? And again, depending on like how you're working around the stove or the sink area, you know, let's get that out of the area. Let's get your coffee. And like some people, I'm not a coffee drinker.
Oh,
so
I am 100%.
I know there's people with like a Keurig and a different coffee pot and this and that.
How can you not drink coffee?
That blows my mind.
On a cold winter morning.
So I'm going to throw Phil Callen under the bus. He drinks a Diet Coke in the morning. That's his caffeine, not coffee.
See, I've got a friend that does the same thing.
I couldn't drink like an iced beverage. I want like a coffee. Even in the, the summer.
So it's their caffeine pick-me-up.
Yes,
I get it.
Yes, their way of caffeine.
Since I was pregnant with my first child, I had to stop drinking sugar, and I just never went back like to the caffeine of the sodas.
Sure.
Never was a coffee drinker. I am not going to... I will say one thing. I'm kind of getting into the iced coffees a little bit because my husband started working from home and started buying them. And I'm like, oh, maybe today I just need this.
Those are good.
And you can always tell the difference. Like the people in the office are like, you had a coffee today, didn't you?
She's wired.
I'm wired and I talk fast and then it just triplifies it. And they're just like, we can tell.
And if people don't notice, like Paul and I, we talk fast already.
Yes.
And
put
then
some
you
caffeine
add caffeine.
Us. Like I have to limit it to the morning. I can't drink caffeine
all day
long.
It's once in a while. Oh my gosh. I'll just need that pick me up.
I'm
for
in
the day.
That same boat, you guys. I'm a little bit wired, you know, where I talk fast. Yeah. And then you had caffeine and I'm up here all day long. But coffee's a big part of our lives.
But the coffee bar. So we did this first floor remodel in Mequon. And their coffee station was kind of like, it's in the kitchen area, but off to the side and right by their patio door. So I could imagine, like, make your coffee in the summer, take it out onto the patio, or just having that space separate. I mean, depending on if you're making, like, a latte with your espresso machine and you add, like, syrups. Yes. Or, you know, people do it fancy. So that was like a whole separate thing, and I loved it.
And I don't know if you guys do this, but I am one, like, if I'm waking up and just, I open up the curtains on my patio door and I just stare outside, like in the backyard. So even if it is winter and you're not going and having your coffee outside, just because it is negative 20 out, I always do that. I open, like, me and my husband do fights because I love the curtains open and he loves them closed. So it's like,
I like all the brightness to come in.
Yeah, so, open everything.
So it's just funny that, but I wake up, I do that, and I just look outside. So I can even imagine, like, just drinking the coffee. So again, it's all about traffic patterns. So traffic patterns is another thing of how are you going outside? How are you cooking? Because when it is nice out, it's something we do a lot of entertaining outside. So again, how are you putting the food out, grabbing your food, you know, grilling, having a lot of times people too, like we have a patio set outside, some chairs. So again, we're eating outside. We're sitting and, you know, enjoying the nice weather when
we have it. Are there patio doors that go back into the house then?
Yes.
So you've got that traffic pattern going. That's all got to be planned out.
Yes, where the table is, you know, islands versus peninsulas, you know, the pros and cons of those. So really when it comes to it, the traffic patterns are huge in a kitchen. That's something else that we do at Callen is how you're coming in from like the door to the garage to the main traffic patterns. You know, you definitely don't want a cook and stuff like that where you're having major traffic patterns of people coming and going. So those are things that we also take a look at. So again, we're just not throwing something together. We're putting a lot of thought of where you're grabbing a pot, where the traffic patterns are, where your coffee bar is. You know, those are things that we really put a lot into it. I mean, even this house that Christy was talking about, we opened up and took a fireplace out. So a living room and a kitchen and dining room were all one now. And we actually, I put cabinets off to the side with a beverage area with a TV above it. And it looked more like a piece of furniture. So it still was tied in with the kitchen of just how it fit in with everything. But it was cabinetry that looked more like actual piece of furniture, but again, it was functional storage.
See again,
center.
It goes back to you, your personal life. Your what do you do? Do you get up, make coffee, and you want to put the news on?
Yes.
That's what I do. Mm-hmm. I'm a news junkie. I just like it. That's what I do in the morning. So I want a flat screen nearby.
Yes.
Right. Maybe you've got the large one in your open concept. You can see the family room TV. But if not, there's nothing wrong with putting a flat screen. Heck, the prices of these things have come drastically down.
Yeah, and that's something where I always bring my husband involved with that. He's my tech guy. But we had a 2-foot like extension heavy duty swinging arm. And the client, I was telling him, I'm like, you know, if you look into this heavy duty one that goes about 2 feet out, you can turn it and watch it in the living room, or you can turn it and watch it in the kitchen
while
you're cooking.
Right.
So even things like that of where we placed
it flat
and it's
done.
Flat when it's done. So it's something, again, is just being how you're using it and not just at one point. It's like, okay, you're done in the kitchen. Now you're sitting on the couch and wanting to watch TV.
Yeah.
It just transforms it to make the space more transitional. So you can be entertaining.
This is something
life.
I've got friends in Florida that have a swimming pool. Well, everybody in Florida has a pool, right? But they've got a flat screen that can be turned on that articulating arm to inside their room with that's interior room or flip it so that they can watch it from the pool. And it's an 85 inch. It's a big one. Yeah. What a great idea.
Yeah.
And I know we're talking because it's the season. We're talking about entertaining for the holidays, but we entertain more in the summer than we entertain Christmas and New Year's. So like my husband, he just got a new Traeger this last year. So he was using, we talked about smoking and grilling and now, you know, I mean, that's not far away. Thank God. But when we go out of our kitchen, we have to walk through the Four Season room to get out on the patio. But for him, the convenience of grilling is he goes out our back entry door, which is an actual swinging entry door.
Yep.
And I realized how crummy our storm door is going in and out that door because we never used it. So now we're replacing that. And we're thinking about, yes, you know, making those improvements for how you entertain even the summer months. So
hey,
that's a big deal for us.
And I grill out all year long.
Yes.
I told my husband,
I mean,
if
not,
we get this grill, you're
weekend.
Grilling every single night.
I told you the stories when I've come home and my husband's in his shorts and winter boots with a winter hat and a sweatshirt. I'm like, you know, you're from Wisconsin when you're grilling out with it snowing and you're in shorts and winter boots and you're out in the grill.
I think there's some enjoyment to that.
Yes.
When it's really cold and you've got some snow and you got the grill going, it's kind of fun.
Yeah.
And then, of course, in summer, you're right, it doesn't stop, it increases.
Yep.
So you got to think about all these little things.
Yeah.
We're walking through this with senior designer Paulette Soderman, marketing manager at Callen, is Christy Pryor, my guest on this hour of WISN's Remodeling Show. We'll be right back. Back with Callen on WISN's Remodeling Show. Once again, Happy New Year. We decided it's Happy New Year, not New Year's. But it's New Year's Eve today, so a lot of you folks have big plans tonight and, of course, tomorrow. Callen is closed on Monday for observance, like many other places. Open on Tuesday. Great showroom. We'll tell you more about that in our closing moments. But bathrooms, Paulette.
Yes.
We haven't touched on bathrooms, although we alluded to heated floors.
Mm-hmm.
Callen did remodel my bathroom. You can virtually do anything. The sky's the limit. Space is always a concern.
Except for additions. We do not do additions at Callen anymore. But we are very strategic with our space planning. So we definitely can, change up the bathroom to get what you need. And most of the time now we are removing that big bathtub. And if clients don't use it, we are actually have too much space sometimes. So we're making the shower bigger. We're doing a makeup area, a bench for you to sit and like get dressed. So there's a lot of things that we can fill in by removing that beast out of the bathroom.
The big tub. Okay. So the big one from the 90s is gone. Maybe it was pink and it had the brass like I did. Then, you know, let's say I still want to take a bath every now and then.
We can still incorporate a bath.
Smaller.
Yep. Either freestanding, an alcove. I mean, there's so many different options. So if it's just something that you don't use or it's massive and you want to tone it down on just the sizing and the practicality of it, it's something that we can definitely still put a tub in. But I always, when people come in, I always ask them because they think they just have to take a tub out. They have to put a tub in. And again, I ask the questions, you know, are you going to use it? Oh, no, there's no way I can get in or out of it. You know, then let's do something in there that's going to make more practical sense.
They're
for
thinking
the
about the
you.
Next homeowner.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And I said, let's, you know, let's plan it for you, especially if you're not selling anytime soon. Let's, you know, again, give you a bathroom that you're going to enjoy. For resale value, you don't have to have that tub. We're taking more tubs out than we're keeping in. So again, it's just those important questions of why do you want a tub? Well, I'm not going to use it, but don't I need one? Because what else am I going to put there? So, we definitely design for the homeowner and the client.
Okay. What else am I going to put there? Let's just walk through that scenario. Maybe you can make your shower larger, and I think you guys are doing that at Callen.
Yes, we are doing a lot of that. Even taking tubs and just making showers only if it's like a tub shower combo. But we are definitely taking those tubs out. Do you have any linen storage in there for like towels, extra toilet paper? You know, a lot of times people buy in bulk shampoo and stuff like that. So putting in some storage for that. A makeup area. Do you want to sit down and do your makeup? Or a place that I've actually been doing a lot without seating, but having a place with a mirror that you can have like your jewelry box and putting on accessories, a place for that. So again, it's all really how the client is going
to
use it.
I can't stop laughing to myself because you said some people buy in bulk.
Yes.
My wife will go to Costco. There's two of us.
I'm just like Dawn. I swear to God,
Bring back 24 paper towel rolls.
Because then you don't have to go as often.
And you get a deal, right?
Okay,
and
with the whole toilet paper thing while COVID was going on, my husband's like, well, my wife has a whole bottom closet full of toilet paper, so you'd think she went out and bought all this stuff beforehand. Nope, it's like this is our everyday life year round.
Right.
You never want to run out of toilet paper.
You never want to run out of that stuff.
I grab a six pack every time I go.
But you got to store it somewhere, right?
Yes.
Sometimes laundry rooms too could be a...
Yes, that's a
but
nice
Paulette, you're
area.
Right to say too, like, weren't those old jetted tubs? They took up a whole corner of the bathroom. So I imagine you could take out that huge jetted tub and put like a soaking tub or something like that.
You'll
and
be
you'd
amazed.
Empty your water
and you'd
heater.
Still have more space.
Yes, yes. Yes. You'll be amazed of how many, because again, back in the day, like 80s, especially like even 90s, the thing was the giant corner tub and then it's amazing. There's like 3 foot by 3 foot showers or 4 foot.
How
and it's
small.
Just like, here's this gigantic tub that people maybe use once or twice a year, or there's people that will religiously use it.
And that like, big you know, tile yeah. deck around it.
And then you have this shower that you use on a daily basis, and it's 3 foot by 3 foot. Right. So it's just amazing of just where the priority was, you know, back then. But I always say, you know, I had one of those. I had the corner huge tub, and the only time I used it is when I was pregnant. I never used it other than that,
well,
you know?
When we did our, and we got a break here, but I used my tub just so that might make you happy, Kellen.
Because I said a good-sized shower in that
we
space,
have a good-sized so, shower, yes. And we took out a larger tub oh, yeah. that was dated and ugly, mm-hmm. and we put it in a new one, oh, yeah. and it still got jets, and I use it. Like, when it was so cold out after snow yeah. shoveling, yep. oh, it felt so yep. good.
We still put a lot of, keep tubs in there and stuff like that, so I don't want to, like, I just want people to know that it is an option to remove it if you don't use it, but we still do a lot of taking that corner giant tub out and putting mm-hmm. in a nice new modern,
it goes
nice
back
tub.
To case mm-hmm. by case.
Yes.
What do
correct.
You want to use it yes. for? Not the next family. Mm-hmm. A great promotion to start out 2023 at Callen. We'll come back and tell you more about it on WISN's Remodeling Show. Back on WISN's Remodeling Show with Callen. Okay, to start 2023. What a fantastic promotion. Chris.
Mm-hmm. It's the whole month of January. We're doing a buy one, get one 40% off windows and patio doors. There is financing also available. That's through this whole month, so through January 31st. And next Saturday, Gabe, our exterior product specialist, will be on to talk about windows and patio doors and entry doors, and he'll give a lot more information.
Yeah,
there
you guys
too,
are back on the remodeling show next year.
Yeah.
Next year.
Next
you
year.
Are next year.
It'll be next year, next Saturday.
Oh, that's weird to say. It'll take me like 6 months for the, you know, every time you fill anything out.
Or writing,
the
oh, yeah,
writing
the
2023. A check. Oh, yeah, shoot.
Yes. Or computer programs that expire at the end of the year. Check that stuff, oh, right? Gosh. All of that fun stuff. Paulette Soderman, a senior designer at Callen, thank you for your time and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
How do I reach out to Callen? What's the best way? You're on social media.
Yeah, huh? I mean, Facebook, we're on Twitter, we're on Instagram now. You can visit our website at callcallen.com. You can call our office, 414-529-5509. We're open on Tuesday.
And we can stop by the showroom.
And you can stop by our showroom, 131st in Shanesville.
A lot of neat kitchens on display.
Windows, doors, kitchens, bathrooms, all of it. Everything
yeah.
we do.
It's at 131st in Shanesville Road. That's in Muskego, or callcallen.com. Christy Pryor, Paulette Soderman, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Stay tuned, everybody. News is coming up next, and top of the hour forecast from Fox 6 on WISN, Milwaukee.